Dobra, signora Leinarte.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I also welcome high-level delegation to this hybrid constructive dialogue. And I will be addressing Article 6 on trafficking in women and girls and exploitation of prostitution. In terms of transnational trafficking, young women in Uganda remain the most vulnerable group, who usually are seeking employment as domestic workers, mostly in the Middle East countries. The government partially lifted the 2016 ban on traveling abroad for domestic work, which was implemented due to reports of abuse and trafficking. With this change, female workers could seek out employment in domestic work and travel to countries that had bilateral labor agreements, which is, to my knowledge, Saudi Arabia and Jordan for now. It should be stressed that the government of Uganda strengthened migrant worker protections abroad by trying to negotiate with the foreign governments to provide cellular phones, which include a recently launched application for the tracking and monitoring of workers. In 2018, the government also launched the so-called External Employment Management System, which functioned as an internet portal where you can find official overseas employment opportunities through licensed recruitment companies. This is particularly relevant as over 90% of the registered victims had been subjected to trafficking as a result of recruitment by unlicensed labor recruitment companies. However, there are still reports that unlicensed agencies still operate in the country, working together with traffickers. And it seems that this is at some point supported by the corruption in the country. There are reports that local leaders, religious leaders, both at churches and mosques, have assisted in the recruitment of domestic workers abroad, receiving a fee per worker from recruiters. What measures are taken in this regard? Have the cases of corruption which leads to trafficking in human beings been addressed by the relevant institutions in Uganda? There are 11 refugee settlements, at least it were some time ago, in the country with over 1.5 million refugees, and it was stressed in an introductory talk by the head of delegation. There were also several media reports of alleged complicity of police officers in sex trafficking of refugee women and girls to perform sexual acts in exchange for various forms of migration documentation. And it happens all in other regions too, in refugee camps. What has been done in regards of corruption of some officials who might be involved in trafficking business? Also, what are special measures in regards to combating trafficking have been taken to stop trafficking or to reduce trafficking in those 11 refugee camps? It seems that mostly these are children who suffer at the hands of traffickers internally within the country. Ugandan children as young as 7 are exploited in forced labor in agriculture, fishing, forestry, brick making, carpentry, domestic service, restaurants. Also, traffickers exploit girls in prostitution. Recruiters target girls and women aged 13, 24 years for sexual purposes. An international organization, according to international organization estimation, there are between 7,000 and 12,000 children involved in prostitution in Uganda, in the country. The 2019 Anti-Trafficking Act criminalized sex trafficking and prescribed punishments of up to 15 years imprisonment for offenses involving adult victims and up to life imprisonment for those involving child victims. I wonder here, what exactly is the law on prostitution in Uganda? It's illegal. There are three parts involved in this offense, which is a woman or girl, the client, and possibly a pimp. Who of these three parts are exactly criminalized? I understand that the woman or girl he receives punishments. She is criminalized. But what about the client and the pimps? Because if the government really wants to reduce prostitution, which by making it illegal, it seems the case, it has to pay attention how to reduce the demand side, not punishing girls, which according to the CEDAW committee is not the right way to do. The government did not report the penalties assigned to convicted already traffickers of all forms of trafficking in Uganda. So what penalties received those who have been convicted for the crime in human trafficking? Finally, on victims' assistance as a part of the national referral system. The government continue to rely on international organizations to provide the vast majority of victim services. So are there any victims for shelters for victims of trafficking that would be financed by the budget that comes from the government? And the last point, Ugandan law permits foreign trafficking victims to remain in Uganda during the investigation of their cases and to apply for residence and work permits. Can you please give us numbers of victims who applied for such benefits during the reporting period? And the decision would be satisfied.